Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An atheist group is pushed back by Liberty Counsel regarding a Christmas display, and some good news on another display in another state. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Liberty Counsel countered an atheist group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which sent a letter to St. Bernard, Ohio, complaining about the nativity scene, demanding its removal. Liberty Counsel sent a letter in opposition, setting the record straight, offering to defend, and the good news is that nativity scene will remain. Also in Franklin, Pennsylvania, the Franklin City Council received a letter, a complaint from the same organization. They got a letter from Liberty Counsel, and again, the nativity scene will remain in place. So, Matt, this is good news. These are just two examples of when you push back, you can more frequently than not win.
Well, that's right, and it also displays once again that knowledge is power, that information is power. And when you have an organization like the Freedom From Religion Foundation and their cousin organizations like the ACLU and People for the American Way, Americans United, all the usual suspects, when you have them and their modus operandi is to engage in a campaign of propaganda and disinformation, when you actually provide the facts, the truth to a city like St. Bernard, Ohio, to the city in Pennsylvania that you mentioned, if they're educated and you don't have somebody there that is hostile to Christianity or toward Christmas, like the Freedom From Religion Foundation is, more often than not, they become educated, they have knowledge, which is power, and they can tell the Freedom From Religion Foundation to go jump in a lake.
You know, in the St. Bernard situation, the FFRF, their letter accompanied a photograph which was misleading and inaccurate, as they took the picture at an angle where all you could see was the nativity scene. Whereas if you see, like on our Facebook page, you see the full picture of the display. It includes a Santa and a Christmas tree and other things which make the display constitutional.
Yeah, and their letter was actually misleading. They say the display stands alone on the lawn and depicts the biblical story of the birth of Jesus. There is a big nativity scene there for sure, but there is also for sure right beside it the Christmas tree and Santa Claus and the reindeer. So we sent a letter pointing out the facts and pointing out their misrepresentation of the law. Frankly, they also ignored a 2013 Court of Appeals case in which the Freedom From Religion Foundation lost on a very similar issue. And guess what? They didn't mention that in their letter. We did. The St. Bernard, Ohio nativity scene will stay in effect, and it will remain there until it is normally taken down at the end of the Christmas season. Then over on another state, Franklin, Pennsylvania, again, the Freedom From Religion Foundation raised its ugly head and sent another deceptive letter to the Franklin City Council regarding its nativity scene. We sent a letter to the Franklin City Council correcting the law, giving some counsel, and the Franklin City Council voted unanimously to keep their nativity scene and to rebuff the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Both of these are good victories.
You know, and the secular left laughs at us when we talk about the war on Christmas. They say there is no war on Christmas. Here are two smoking gun examples of the war on Christmas that is alive and well, and it doesn't matter if they lose in court in the Sixth Circuit with binding decisions that undercut completely their entire narrative, they're still going to push. They will never, ever stop working toward their goal of religious cleansing in the United States and the wholesale secularization of the United States at the expense of the First Amendment and the freedom of religious expression.
Yeah, it's so sad and then ridiculous on the other hand. It's like, you know, it makes you wonder, why are they so against Christmas that they're willing to
because they're atheists.
Their life?
This is an atheist organization. You know, the two co-founders of them are atheists. And one of the co-founders, the man, was a former Baptist and then later Assemblies of God, I believe, Pentecostal pastor.
Dan Barker.
And
you've debated him.
I've debated him when I was dean of the Liberty University School of Law. And he is a angry atheist. He's become an angry atheist. He has no interest in free thinking, as he says. He has no interest in church state. He has only one interest, and that is to attack Jesus Christ or anything that mentions or celebrates or recognizes Jesus or God in general, but certainly Jesus in particular.
To the point of misrepresenting the law.
Oh, yeah. I mean, wow. He has no standards or no moral ethics. They do this all the time. This is not the first time we've seen in their letters that they misrepresent the facts or misrepresent the law. I mean, it's sanctionable, frankly, where an attorney signs a letter like this. It's not that they didn't know about the law.
He knows darn well.
Yeah, because it's called, the case is called Freedom From Religion Foundation, Inc. versus City of Warren, Michigan. It's got its name in the case, 2013.
And they lost.
And they lost, yeah.
But yet they still keep trying.
They demanded a removal of nativity scene there. They lost at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which sits, guess where? Ohio. So Ohio, Michigan, those states and other are under the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. This is binding precedent on this case in St. Bernard, Ohio. And Freedom From Religion Foundation knew about the case because their name is actually in the case.
Yeah, so this is sanctionable.
It's sanctionable.
They should be sanctioned for this. But this underscores, if I can toot Liberty Counsel's horn for a minute here, this underscores the import of the work that you all do at Liberty Counsel. It's critical work. And it's pro bono work. You're not paid for this, and Liberty Counsel is able to put up a firewall against this kind of anti-Christian hostility that is systemic within the secular left by the gifts and contributions of people like you who are listening right now. So I just want to encourage everybody to contact Liberty Counsel and to give right now, especially as we're leading up to the new year.
Yes, and every gift between now and the end of the year will be doubled by a matching challenge grant. You know, on this issue here with regards to St. Bernard, Ohio, Franklin Pennsylvania, we couldn't do these cases without people supporting us. We have, obviously, an infrastructure. We have personnel. We have attorneys that are working on these cases. And without your financial support, we wouldn't be able to be there. So what would happen is St. Bernard, Ohio would get this letter. They wouldn't know anything to the contrary, and they would fold. Same with Franklin, Pennsylvania. But we're there because of you.
And there's other situations that come up, you know, whether it's in assisted living homes where they try to prevent the seniors from singing Christmas songs, or in schools where they're not allowing them to wear red and green. All these situations where their Christmas is being threatened and the people get scared. So we're here to be able to assist them and to counsel them and represent them if needed.
Yeah, so you can go to our website, lc.org. This is actually, Matt, the 14th annual Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, and it has information there about publicly displayed nativity scenes, Christmas carols, as Holly was mentioning, or also has the naughty and nice list regarding their private retail market. In the public display situations, publicly sponsored nativity scenes on public property are clearly constitutional, especially when the display includes other secular symbols of the holiday, as the one does in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. And that Liberty Counsel provides information with guidance, this memorandum that people can download, upload offline. They can take it to their city council, to anyone who might be considering folding under the intimidation of a group like Freedom From Religion Foundation. The Naughty and Nice list, everything that Liberty Counsel has for the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign will equip people with knowledge, which is power, with information that they can provide to anyone who may be under attack by groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
That's right. They prowl around like a lion, but don't allow them to take Christ out of Christmas.
And for some of you who haven't finished your Christmas shopping yet, and speaking a lot to the men out there, but obviously women too, who may not have finished their Christmas shopping.
They all shopped online.
They all shopped online. But I know the men are going to be in the store on Christmas Eve. That's where they're going to be. So
that's where I go.
Yeah, but you want to take the Naughty and Nice list. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. The Naughty and Nice list is there to help guide your shopping choices online or in the stores. I would encourage you to patronize those stores that are on the nice list. Those are the stores that acknowledge and celebrate Christmas. They mention it in their advertisements, in their wording, in their music, in their greetings, or whatever. And the naughty list are those that profit off of Christmas. They want your dollars, but they don't want to even acknowledge that Christmas exists. They're censoring it. So let them know why you're not going to patronize them this year. Let them know in person, email, phone call, whatever. Let them know, because your voice can make a difference. And remember Liberty Council in your year-end giving. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.